And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. And she arose, and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and did eat and drink. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished even unto Dibon, and we have laid them waste even unto Nophah, which reacheth unto Medeba. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and the sicknesses which the Lord hath laid upon it, is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And it came to pass, at the time of the going down of the sun, that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees, and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid. and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day, that the cruelty done unto the 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in 4 companies. And he took the people, and divided them into 3 companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them, and smote them. And Abimelech gat him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand, and cut down a bough from the trees, and took it, and laid it on his shoulder, and said unto the people that were with him, What ye have seen me do, make haste, and do as I have done. And it was told a Gazite, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, and they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. And Saul came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Michael took an image, and laid it in the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth. And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish the king of Gath. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And they took Absalom, and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, every one to his tent. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. In the 4th year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month Ziph. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God, and laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother! And Baasha the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar conspired against him. And Baasha smote him in Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son Segub, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Joshua the son of Nun. And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said,
"Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers." And he laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him, and told him, saying, "The child is not awaked." And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. And Naaman said, "Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, with 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. Then said Jehu to Bidkar his captain, "Take up, and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that, when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him." And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there was she slain. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the house of the Lord, and to masons and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hewed stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. And Isaiah said, "Take a lump of figs." And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. "Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, and it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them." And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art. And they made a very great burning for him. So they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring into the Lord the collection that Moses the servant of God laid upon Israel in the wilderness. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the repairing of the house of God, behold, they are written in the story of the book of the Kings. And Amaziah his son reigned in his stead. And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things, which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. After this did Sennacherib king of Assyria send his servants to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lachish, and all its power with him, unto Hezekiah king of Judah, and unto all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, "From the first day of the 7th month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites the sons of Asaph with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on, and prospereth in their hands. Then came the same Sheshbazzar, and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. and since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid. The height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasenaiah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada the son of Paseah, and Meshullam the son of Besodiah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense in the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. The 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they. But on the spoil laid they not their hand. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea. Oh, that my grief were throughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. The princes refrained talking, and laid their hand on their mouth. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. O, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed for ever? Whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from precepts. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just.
The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates
are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. He is come to Aiath, he is passed to Migron. At Michmash he hath laid up his carriages. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. The burden of Moab. Because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, because in the night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. The burden of Tyre. Howl, ye ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in. From the land of Chittim it is revealed to them. Howl, ye ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste, and her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle. And it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not. And it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. As saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance, and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. And mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hast stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as the street, to them that went over. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied, and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. Hearken not unto them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? And they went in to the king into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elisha the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found, and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, and they laid wait for us in the wilderness. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. In all your dwelling places the city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Your slain whom ye have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron. But I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. And the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And he knew their desolate palaces, and he laid waste their cities. And the land was desolate, and the fullness thereof by the noise of his roaring. Son of man,
because that Tyrus hath set against Jerusalem, aha, she is broken, that was the gates of the people. She is turned unto me. I shall be replenished, now she is laid waste. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Go down, and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with them that go down to the pit. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. Then shall they know that I am the Lord, when I have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations which they have committed. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. And the four tables were of hewn stone for the burnt offering, of a cubit and an half long, and a cubit and an half broad, and one cubit high. Whereupon also they laid the instruments wherewith they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar. And they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee, and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, Awake! To the dumb stone, Arise! It shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. For behold a stone that I have laid before Joshua. Upon one stone shall be 7 eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Thus saith the Lord of hosts,
Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever, for Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife.
But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And behold, one came and said unto him, And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled, and laid it in his own new tomb which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre, and departed. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him, that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man laid hold on him, and he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desired. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And he took it down, and wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And they laid hands on them, and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide, them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet, back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison, and they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and were carried over into Sychem, and laid in the sepulchre that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Sychem, him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. For when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying, I perceive to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about, and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. To whom I answered, It is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face, and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him.
For it seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him and healed him.
Who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and